This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce canned flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Type Chris Mullin. Chris Mullin was my hero. You know, a white basketball player. You know what I mean? Like with the flat top, like in the 80s and 90s. It's my hero. Jerry Rice was my hero. Like my sports hero, you know, that I looked up to and got a chance to meet him behind the scenes and stuff. Could not be nicer.
You played catch with him, dude.
I got a chance to play catch with Jerry Rice in like these pinch me type moments. And Jerry is as good as gold on and off the field, on the camera, behind the camera, everything like that. He has such an appreciation for being a 49er and how it changed his life. And when I say that some people like really truly care about the fans, Jerry is one of those guys. And I do think he lives, eats, breathes on how the team plays. Like when they lose, he feels it. When they win, he feels it. I love Jerry Rice, man. Well, I really do.
And that's why I wanted to ask him what like separates like, you know, the good from the great to the elite to the Hall of Fame. Because Jerry is, quite frankly, he is the greatest player in the history of the sport. You look up the numbers, Joe, it's absolutely insane. The NFL records, career receiving yards in playoffs, games with 100 receiving yards, career receiving touchdowns, career receiving touchdowns in the playoffs. Just the list goes on, Joe, and on and on, and no one is touching that. That's why I wanted to ask him, like, what separates you guys? And what he said, Joe, was, I do think it's kind of a lost thing in today's. It's like, I care about winning.
Well, that's the
thing. I care about showing up for the fans.
When I hear people talk about Randy Moss, who is an unbelievable player, when I hear them talk about T.O. and Randy Moss, and you know I love T.O.
Those are the top three, I think, of consensus, those three guys.
You know what's the separator, though?
Yeah, there's a separator.
It's a selfish position, and the only two guys I can think of that I consider top five players of all time that were not selfish and were the epitome of teammate and humble, Larry Fitzgerald and Jerry Rice. And yeah. I don't consider that very lightly. I take a long time to think about this. And Jerry never complained when he didn't get the ball. He didn't lose his mind when he didn't hit certain numbers. He just went out and dominated and performed. When you watch these Roger Craig runs, look who's finishing blocks downfield. Mm. Okay? Look who's finishing blocks. Jerry Rice on the famous T.O. and, excuse me, on the famous Garrison Hurst play. It's T.O. and Jerry leading blocks when they play the Jets, 1998, whatever it was, the Mooch first game ever, when they won in overtime. Like, that's who he was. Selfless. One of the great players of all time. He's talking about, I knew the play wasn't designed for me and I'd still run as hard as I possibly could so the defense would be faked out. Michael Irvin is admitting on the biggest play of the year when they're in the NFC Championship game, he's mad that Alvin Harper is going to run the route that he thinks the ball is going to go to.
Well, he keeps yelling on the field to him, that's my touchdown! That's my touchdown!
And Michael was great.
He was.
Michael
was great.
But there's a difference between Michael Irvin and Jerry.
Absolutely.
It's a Grand Canyon difference. They're both unbelievable players. Jerry's an all-timer. He's one of the greatest players in any sport ever.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco and Odyssey Sports Station in the home of the Golden State Warriors and Valkyries, always live on the free Odyssey app, coming live from the Laugh Among Studios. And by the way, you can stream your local NFL games all season long, kicking off with the juicy Week 1 matchup between Detroit and Green Bay, starting at just $30 for your first year. That's like $2.50 a month. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today.
We could talk about talent. There's a God-given talent conversation. But what separates the greatest of all time isn't just talent. It's mindset. It's personality. It's the ability to play within the fabric of a team. Jerry checks every box that you look for all-time players.
It's not even close. It's not. And the only argument you would have outside of Jerry would be a quarterback, but it's always nuanced, because at their particular position, no one dominated more. No one.
Is Tom Brady the most talented quarterback
no,
ever?
He's no. not. No.
And
not.
I don't think Jerry's the most talented wide receiver ever. But he's the best.
Tom literally just said, and he got in hot water for this, because he said that Aaron Rodgers is the most talented quarterback he's ever seen in his life. And people got mad at him for that, which I actually don't hate it.
No.
I would probably take, talent-wise, it might be Patrick Mahomes, which is crazy.
It might be Aaron Rodgers.
It might be Dan Marino, right?
It could be a lot of guys, you know, but I look at Emmitt Smith similarly. No one ever calls him the greatest running back ever. I think there was a quality about Emmitt where he wasn't the fastest, wasn't the biggest, wasn't the strongest, and that's, to me, what makes him even more special.
He's the most consistent. He was consistently great.
To be that good for that long.
You heard it, by
it's
the way.
It's just incredible.
By the way, you brought up the doc with Jerry. You heard it. He's like, I can't watch it.
Jerry was incredible.
He was him, Steve Young, Romanowski.
Charles Haley.
It was a love letter to 1990s NFL football and that rivalry between the Niners and Cowboys.
Carmen Policy was amazing.
Carmen Policy was great.
He was amazing.
You guys don't know what we're talking about. It's called the America's Team doc on Netflix right now. It's about the rise and fall of the Cowboys in the 90s, basically, when Jerry Jones took over. It's really, really well done. Obviously, it's skewed towards the end of the Cowboys, and it's their story and everything, so they're going to be skewed towards them, but there's a lot of Niners stuff, and it's really freaking good, and Jerry Rice is a part of it.
You know, it's Jerry got the benefit of being drafted by the Niners to play with Bill Walsh, to play with Montana, and to play with Steve Young, and, you know, but you can't say that he didn't maximize every single ounce. I think there's a quality. Kobe has this as well, where I don't think Kobe was the most talented. I think some people think he was. I don't know. T-Mac had as much talent as he did.
Yes.
But nowhere near the work ethic.
No one's going to outwork him.
Absolutely.
Ever.
Now, I think Kobe had some diva-like qualities that were kind of fatalistic in terms of team building.
Yes.
But I think he also learned from them, and he became a better teammate down the line because of it. I think the people that didn't watch the totality of Jerry Rice's career, and maybe they just saw Randy Moss, hey, Randy is so much better, and here's the reason why. I'm sorry. You don't understand working within the fabric of a team. I love Randy. Randy's a great player. What separates Jerry Rice is between the ears, not what the body is making up in terms of how tall you are, how fast you run, how high you jump. There's more to playing sports.
Jerry Rice was in year 17 in the NFL as a wide receiver and was second team All-Pro. Year 17! And he was still the best at his craft. And I'm sure it was Randy Moss' first team that year. But Randy was 23 years old. And Jerry was 40, dude. 10-time first team All-Pro. I can't get enough of the accolades here. As he just, his Wikipedia page, it's just Jerry Rice, his picture, because they have all the stats, right? And it just, it's more than half the page. It just goes down to his accolades. It's incredible. 1,549 receptions, 22,000 receiving yards, 197 receiving yards.
It's the longevity, the dedication to fitness, conditioning. It's the tenacity.
Oh,
it's the obsession. It's the perfection. It's everything.
No, it is like Bonds. Yes.
The only close player, to me, the only close player in terms of the way that they handled themselves is Larry Fitzgerald at that position.
But
I'm sure there are others that were dignified and classy. I don't want to make it sound sound like a, but like the only other guy that I even consider as in terms of the whole package of everything I look for, and his circumstances were even worse playing for the Cardinals. Oh, are you kidding me?
Yeah, right.
Larry Fitzgerald, that's why I hold him in such high regard. Like to me, I revere Larry Fitzgerald and the way he played football.
And I loved how we talked about, you know, the current crop of players. And I wanted to ask him if he sees any like of these wide receivers in himself. And he's like, you know what? Like it's not about route running anymore. It's about just your size, your skill, the athleticism. We still have elite route runners. I'm sure he respects, you know, the Devontae Adams of the world and the guys that are like, you know, more built like him. But you're seeing, you know, the Malik Nabers, the Amon-Ra St. Browns, and Justin Jefferson, and Jamar Chases, who are all elite in their own right, absolutely. But he just loves the craft so much.
How many yards per game in his career? Look up his career. I'll let you pull it up right now. What did Joe Montana average passing yards per game for his career?
Oh, okay. I got to pull
it up. I already know it. I already know it. I want you to pull it up and let me know. The game is so different now than it's ever been.
Yards per attempt?
No. Yards per game.
Okay.
As a passer in his career.
Hold on. Let me pull that up for you real quick. All right. Yards. All right. Career average, 7 yards. All right.
All right. You got it?
Yes.
I bet you it's about 225 yards a game.
I see right now it's 185.
Well, that includes some of his, you know, probably playing.
But again, like it's not like...
Joe Montana, okay? Yeah. And who do we associate with the forward pass in the West Coast offense?
Joe Montana.
Yeah.
And Bill Walsh.
Think about how the game is played now. Yep. And think about how the game was played then. Yep. Now start to wrap your brain around Jerry didn't only do this, you know, prolifically that way. He did it in an era where we just didn't throw the ball the way we do now.
Right. No, it's a great
point. It actually
makes
his numbers look incredible.
Well, it's insane. Well, that's why, like, we talk about Dan Marino, who's like, oh, he never won a Super Bowl. The guy threw for 5,000 yards
he was amazing.
In an era and when 50. People were at 250 touchdowns.
He was incredible.
He was insane.
Mark Clayton and Mark Duper, that offense was unreal.
But he lost in a Super Bowl, and he sucks. He sucks, exactly, yeah. Right? So I'm totally with you. God, yeah, Jerry Rice, we just talked to the GOAT. And that's how you start an NFL season, by talking about the greats.
He said something about Brandon Ayuk that I think is very, very important for Niner fans.
And I have that sound, and shout out to the boys cutting it in the back. We're going to play that on the other side. I got to tell you, though, coming up tonight, 7 o'clock, the Valkyries are taking on the Dallas Wings, and you could hear the game right here on 95.7 The Game and on the Valkyries channel via the Odyssey app. Just download the app and search Valkyries. You can also watch the game on KPIX Plus. Pre-game starts at 6:30. The Valkyries, by the way, so this is their final schedule. Pulling up right now. All right, so you got these next two games at home. Dallas Wings, you should take care of business tonight. They're not a very good team. Then you got the Lynx, one of the best in the association. You got the Storm and then the Lynx again on the road. Take care of business tonight. I feel like you all but solidified playoffs. Take care of business tonight. You do not want to play with your food. You do not want a Golden State Warriors situation when you're sleeping on the San Antonio Spurs and Harrison Barnes hits a three-pointer in your face, and then all of a sudden, it's a must-win game to stay out of the play-in against the Clippers, and then what happens? You lose to the Clippers. We don't want that situation. Can we just get playoffs? There is no play-in in the WNBA. Maybe they'll think about that going forward. We'll see. But we'll get into that tease on the other side, what Jerry Rice had to say about his recovery process, and maybe we should be pumping the brakes on Brandon Ayuk when and if he returns at any point this season. That's what's coming up, brought to you by LifeSource Waters.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by Street Easy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Systems. And Fuego. It's pretty good.
We have a really tight race in the polls, actually.
How tight?
It's really tight.
How
it's
tight?
8% for Glorified Crew. Sausalito Soldiers is at 30. Shask Me Later is also at 30. And Butcher's Boys is in a slight lead right now at 32.
I like this one from the Boxer and Gerson Work Injury Attorneys text line, 888-957-9570. Hit it from the Shask. I like that one. It's pretty good.
I'm omitting that.
It's pretty good. Let's see. This is technically, I think I could say this on radio. Shasky's backdoor blitz. NFL blitz. Come
my
on.
Mother-in-law and my mother might be listening.
And shout out to
my wife might be listening.
She might be laughing about it.
Can we
it
be
right
a
now.
Little more, can we be a little more, you know, kid friendly?
Actually, not with these ones. Fourth and Shasky? I don't know what that is. What is that? I don't know.
Do I get an index card out? Or?
Oh, stop.
I'm out.
By the way, you did ask Jerry Rice that his most painful loss. He had to immediately, the Super Bowl. But he really wanted to say it was the Tuck Rule game. That's really what he wanted to say. Because as we know,
no, you need to get over it. You went to the Super Bowl.
It always seems
I love
to
how
go
the player
back.
Says what it is, and the fan can't get over it.
Well, that's talking about fans not getting over things. Overtime rules on line one for Kyle Shanahan. By the way, we're going to be talking about Kyle Shanahan a little bit today at the 95.7 The Game Red and Gold Summit. Today, King's Fish House, Westfield Valley Fair in Santa Clara. The summit starts at 4, but you can get there a little early because Will and Dibs is going to be live from 2 to 4. So starting at 2 o'clock, 95.7 The Game going to be down at King's Fish House, Westfield Valley Fair. Come on down, hang with us. It's going to be amazing.
I think we found it. Say it, Carter.
John Canales, I hope I'm saying that right, in the YouTube chat, Russian River Raiders.
You don't like the Raiders, though.
I love that.
You don't like the Raiders, though. Come on. That's not your team.
No, I don't like Raider fans because they're kind of whining and crying, talking about something that happened 25 years ago.
Oh, kind of like how we're talking about whining and crying about Kyle Shanahan all morning.
That was less than 18 months
get
ago.
Get over it. How about that?
Get over it.
Might as well
have
been 20
years ago. Like five things that happened 5 years ago we have to get over.
I mean, exactly.
Get over it. I mean, Uber Larry couldn't get over it, like Jim Harbaugh like a decade plus ago. Get over it, guys.
Not as long as the Tuck Rule was ago.
It doesn't matter. It's just the biggest con in the history of sports. Outside of Kawhi Leonard, I don't know if you've paying attention with going
what's
on
going
there.
On with Kawhi Leonard, Joe?
Oh, a lot. An awful lot. Now they're saying it's $50 million that he may have, I'm not going to say stolen, because that's, you know. But let's just say there's been circumventing of the rules and of the cap, potentially, down in Clipperland with Steve Ballmer.
Tuck
and
the
Kawhi
payments
Leonard.
Rule?
Maybe. Justin Tucker? No, we won't go there. 888-957-9570. You tease something, though,
Week
Joe.
Week one, the Russian River Raiders.
By the way.
Versus I Had a Wife.
I Had a Wife is pretty good, right? You tease something in regards to Brandon Ayuk and what Jerry Rice had to say about his recovery and all of that when it comes to touring ACLs. But did you hear what Jerry said towards the end there? Hey, game on the line, Super Bowl on the line at Levi's Stadium. He's got all faith in the world in Jake Moody. go out there and make that kick.
He's a great teammate.
It is. But by the way, in and of itself, just saying Jake Moody in the Super Bowl at Levi's Stadium, that means he would have had to have a pretty good year, right? If, like, we're talking Jake Moody making a kick, comes through all time, it means he lasted all season long up to that point.
I think it's more likely he gets cut after week one than he is kicking a game-winning. If you ask me one of the two, you have to pick one. Where would you put your money? I would put my money on him missing a kick and getting cut after week one more so than if I swung to the other side of the pendulum and said he's hitting a game-winning. Like, what was the scenario? Game-winning Super Bowl kick. Yeah, got it. Right.
It was fourth down.
Uh-huh.
It's 3 seconds to go, and it's Jake Moody lining up for the game-winning field goal. Is he hitting it? 888-957.
I have more faith in a fan coming out of the stands and kicking that field goal than I do Jake Moody.
Do you have faith that...
like, what are we doing?
Do you have faith that...
Honestly, you've been on this Jake Moody tip. I got to call
what
you out.
Tip?
I love you.
Just the tip? Continue.
Why do you, like, troll us with this Jake Moody
thing? I'm not trolling! The guy was hurt last year! He was hurt! Give him a break! God! Just cry. I'm like Jerry Rice. Can we wrap our arms around this guy instead of just kicking him to the curb? Like he's done?
No, no one's saying he's done because the coach keeps him. We're saying at some point he's going to let us down. It's pretty inevitable.
But why do we have to go to there?
What do you
mean? At some point he's going to let me down.
He has proven.
At some point he's going to let me down. Like, I don't like that mindset. What if he lifts you up? What if he's the reason you win this week? How about then? Are you going to celebrate him on Monday, or are you going to say, great, do it again?
I mean, that's kind of how pro sports works, is great, do it again, because he kicked 6 field goals in the Jets opening week and then got progressively worse as the season went on.
Yeah, well, so did the team. It wasn't his fault. The team around him also sucked.
He literally lost. He was one of the many reasons they lost the Rams game. He missed a kick.
He was a reason. So was Ronnie Bell, amongst others.
His kick out of bounds on a kickoff. Like, he did a lot of bad things. So I think we need to be realistic. Your love of Jake Moody
love him. I'm rooting for him.
Okay, we can root for him, but we can also acknowledge, like, he gives us very little to be extremely confident about.
Okay, well, again, kickers go through lulls. We'll see. Week one in Seattle. Hostile territory, potentially in the elements, he's ready or not.
Okay, let me just ask you this.
Please.
Would he be the Eagles kicker today?
Well, Jake Elliott wasn't very good last
year. I'm asking you, would the Eagles...
No, because Jake Elliott's won 2 Super Bowls.
Okay, no, you're not...
No, you're saying, don't give me the Eagles.
If Howie was running this team, would Howie have Jake Moody as the kicker? The Eagles, the GM of the Eagles.
I don't know. Did he draft him?
I don't think he would.
Did Howie draft him in this scenario? Then maybe he would.
He drafted a wide receiver that he said was one of the worst picks he's ever had of his entire career, of the guy they reached on that stuck, Jalen Reagor, and it changed how he viewed, and he got rid of him immediately.
Fair enough.
I don't think he would.
You don't think he would?
I don't think he would keep Jake Moody at all.
Okay.
I think this is what they're doing right now is something that they're tempting fate, and I think we all have to be like, hey, we're all rooting for him. We are Niner fans, most of us that are listening on the airways
he's
right now.
He's getting booed in a preseason game. Not everyone's rooting
for
him.
That's what I'm saying. Like, no, but because of what he's done. Like, it's about, again, credits and demerits. No one's saying he's the worst we've ever seen. We're saying we just don't trust him at all.
I think the good has outweighed the bad with Jake Moody, but some fans might disagree, and that's fine. 888-957-9570, as Carter looks at me begrudgingly, that's fine. Hey, what are you expecting from Brandon Ayuk this year, Joe? Do you expect anything from Brandon Ayuk this season? Because this is a guy that's a year removed from being second-team All-Pro, one of the best at his positions, gets hurt last year, a devastating knee injury, torn ACL, MCL damage, all of it. Are Niner fans expecting anything from Brandon Ayuk this year? You asked the question to Jerry Rice, who also dealt with a very similar injury, Joe. And this is what he had to say in regards to his recovery from that injury.
We don't know what's going to happen with Brandon Ayuk right now, you know, when he's going to be able to get back on the football field. But can I be honest with you guys? Because when I tore my ACL, MCL, guys, to be honest with you, it took me actually about 2 years to really feel comfortable being back on that football field.
That's not good.
2 years.
Now, modern medicine is a little different than it was 25 years ago, 27 years ago when he hurt himself. So I don't know. I don't know if that's going to be, you know, everyone heals differently. Some guys come back and they're the same. Some guys, they're never the same. Some are just diminished, you know, a little. Right. Some get better and stronger. I don't know where he's going to be at. You know, Todd Gurley hurt his ACL in college and came back, had a monster year in the pros, and then hurt himself again and again and again.
Adrian Peterson, everyone like, oh, Adrian Peterson did it. He gets like six or 7 months removed. But
he's the unicorn.
Exactly. Like right. Not everyone's Adrian Peterson.
Am I fearful that Ayuk will never be the same? Yeah, absolutely. I think it would be foolish to not have that in the back of your head somewhere. I'm banking on his competitive fire, and that is all speculation. That is not me knowing what's inside his soul or whatever. I think he loves football. I think he loves playing. I think it means a lot to him. When you go to practice and you see him standing on the sidelines, you could feel the intensity permeating off of his body. Like, that's how angry he is, like, just to not be out there. So I don't think this is a mental thing in terms of, like, him not wanting to put in the work. I just don't know how his body's going to respond. Or, how could anyone know?
Well, it's mental and physical when it comes to these rehab things. Like, this is, when you talk to athletes that go through these types of injuries, they go to very dark places. I mean, let's Klay Thompson, first and foremost. Like, he was a changed guy after both, not one, but two devastating soft tissue injuries. These guys change after that.
I think there is a similarity to wide receiver and basketball player of the cutting and the movement and the quick explosive accelerating and bursting. And there's a lot that I could see. I think DB, wide receiver, running back, all very similar to basketball in the sense of movement.
And there's like a process to this. So with the first step would be to, you know, start practicing again and be a part of the first or second team or scout team, whatever. Work your way up, right? As you're talking about basketball, it was always scrimmages or light workouts or whatever it is. And then you start to see the workload increase and increase. And it's just as much physical as it is mental at times. But I agree with you here. When you go to the practices, when you see these guys and you see him in the shorts and in the hoodie and everything, he's locked in. He's trying to help these guys out. He's trying to be another coach out there with the Pearsalls, with the Jennings, with the young guys, saying like, hey, you could do this, you could do that. Like, that is something where I could look at Ayuk now. I do look at him a little bit differently in a good way. Like, that is a leader still. That is what leadership is. Even when you can't be out there physically, Joe, it's helping these other guys out.
We can't predict health nor injury. I'm going to present you with three scenarios.
Ooh.
You pick one, three, and I'm sure there are so many degrees of shade in between each of the scenarios. The first scenario, CMC and Brandon Ayuk, at some point this year, both look fully back. That's one scenario. That's the most optimal, most optimistic 49er fan outlook.
God,
CMC, fully healthy, BA at some point this year, fully healthy, and both look like their old selves.
Mm.
Option two, one of them or both of them kind of look like themselves, but just not as vintage. The other one, maybe a little less than what they used to, but still really good. They're solid, they're good, but they're not what they once were. And then option number three, both just don't have anything left and are so diminished, they aren't even close to the players that you've invested into and planned for. Which of the three scenarios is the most likely?
Probably two in that scenario where they're slightly diminished, but one of them's still pretty good, and maybe the other one's just, it's just not there anymore. I think it's probably that. If I had to like be a betting man, it's probably scenario number two. Now, the doomsday scenario three, that would be tough to overcome this season. You would need, you know, Brian Robinson, you would need Pearsall, you would need Jennings, all those other guys to step up and have career years.
What if we get like 5 weeks into the season? This is something that I've just been thinking about. Like, I'm praying and hoping that CMC looks like his old self.
Do you agree with me, by the way? It's scenario two, probably.
Absolutely. It's the most. That's the one I'm praying for, actually. Because, right. Like, one almost feels unattainable.
Yeah.
That both look like old versions of themselves. That feels very unlikely. And then three is like the worst.
That'd be the doomsday. Yeah.
That could be a 6-11 season.
That could be back to back. And then we are having question marks about the future of this team from every angle.
What if CMC just looks so pedestrian after 5 or 6 weeks? Like, he's healthy, but he's just, why are you looking at me like that? Why?
Well, he drafted him. If it's Carter,
forget your draft. I don't care about your draft. Okay, that would also suck. Well, and now we're having questions about, like, you got to work in Brian Robinson. You know, you got to ease off of CMC. Like, there's so many Christian McCaffrey, like, versions of what could play out this year. I'm not even sure I'm prepared to, like, analyze each one.
I don't say it lightly. He is one of the biggest question marks in the NFL this year, is what version of Christian McCaffrey are getting. We just saw how important it is for the running back position to be, you know, top two or three, four. Like Saquon Barkley, best running back in football last year. Where were the Eagles? The Super Bowl. Prior to that, best running back in football. Who was it? Christian McCaffrey. Where were the 49ers? In the Super Bowl. The running back position matters. Now, did either of those guys have the greatest of Super Bowls? No, they did not. Christian McCaffrey fumbles it on the opening drive for the Niners. Not great. Saquon Barkley, the Chiefs did everything they could to stymie him, and they did. But, you know, they forgot to, you know, cover A.J. Brown, Devontae Smith, and everyone else. And they got diced up in the throwing game by Jalen Hurts. So, those guys matter. Even if he's just 75 to 80%, in your scenario two, I would take that going forward because I do think that Christian McCaffrey is that much better when he is on or at 75, 80% than a lot of the other running backs in the NFL. That being said, if it is a step, just a step slower, that is the difference, Joe, between touchdowns or first downs or extending the chains, etc. And we are going to see that early on in the season. How are the cuts looking? Can he get to those holes as fast as he used to?
The other part of this is, like, let's say he looks great. Let's just say, hypothetically, for a couple of weeks. Then the question is, like, all right, you got to ease in Brian Robinson to make sure he's great for the whole season.
Absolutely.
Right? Like, so, like, I think the CMC thing, I think it's a monitor, almost like a pitching staff. Like, you have got to be on it all year long.
And you asked Baldy about that, Brian Baldinger, 95.7 The Game NFL Insider, a couple days ago, and this is how he would use CMC in Brian Robinson.
I'm giving the majority of the work to McCaffrey to start. If you get a 12-play drive to start, you're going to rotate McCaffrey at some point in those 12 plays. But I'm giving as much work to McCaffrey to start this year, to let him build some timing with the offensive line. You know, nobody's had any work in the preseason. So I'm giving him all the work I can to start the season. We kind of know Brian Robinson is going to be the backup. He's going to – and all that. His role is defined. Now, it might become a bigger role depending on what McCaffrey gives you, but I'm giving as much work to McCaffrey as I can to get him started, to find out what he is and what he has.
And that's Brian Baldinger, who joined us a couple days ago on Christian McCaffrey and the Brian Robinson. He also talked about, you know, if CMC looks anything like he did in 2023, Niners are winning the West.
If McCaffrey looks like he did 2 years ago, I think San Francisco is going to win the division. Like, I think they're going to be that good. Like, I think he's that much of a difference maker. And he's that type of talent. And the offense, whoever Brock is throwing to, it will change if Christian McCaffrey is giving you 100 yards a game. If he's giving you 100 yards a game and then 100 and plus total yards a game, like he did 2 years ago, then I have much fewer reservations about this football team.
I'm going to ask the whole room right now. We're going to go around the room.
Give it to me.
And I want to write this down, just like we were writing down the quarterback thing earlier. Write this down, Carter. 1,000 scrimmage yards over or under Christian McCaffrey. He had 2,000 scrimmage yards the year that was magical in 2023.
I'm going over. I think he'll stay healthy for the most part this season. He'll get that. He'll get over 1,000 scrimmage yards. I believe that, yes. Okay. I'm taking the over on that.
You're going to take the over?
Yes.
Do you feel confident?
Yeah, I do. On the 1,000, for sure. If you would have said 1,500, not as confident. But 1,000, I will say yes.
The reason why I say 1,000, it's like 8, 9, 10 weeks of production of health. Because I don't know. I just don't know.
No, that's a good one. What do you say?
I think I lean under until I see, like, further evidence. Dude, he could be great for 6 weeks and then just, who knows? Like, I have to take the under just because the history of the game tells me that these guys are so difficult to overcome the amount of usage and wear and tear. He's had, before he even became a Niner, there were questions about his health and his longevity.
Honestly, Joe, if it was just
if it was just
a clean, like, ACL tear and he was coming back from that and he had all the rehab and everything looked great, I actually wouldn't like be that concerned about him going forward. It's the fact that it's Achilles tendonitis.
Joe, if it was a broken leg, I'd feel actually way better.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Way better.
It's the type of injury that scares the hell out of everybody.
Well, especially when you say that you're going overseas to get looked at. And,
well, yeah.
When you know, like that was when like, you do whoa.
The Kobe, when you do the Kobe like, plasma treatment in Germany,
your
it's
blood
not a
doping,
good thing.
EPO, it's, God knows what. I'm joking now. But like, yeah, so If you ask again, but I'm probably more pessimistic because I live in fear when it comes to my running backs, and I always have been that way. Carter, what are you going
to
take?
Just to give you a thing here is Vegas had him at 950 yards from.
No, they didn't.
Yeah, but that's rushing yards. So you're saying from scrimmage?
I'm saying from scrimmage.
That makes a big difference. I would say over easily.
Easily.
Well, if Vegas has him at 950 rushing yards,
well, leave it at the rushing yards. You think he's getting over 950 rushing yards?
We've only had 1,000-yard rusher during the Shanahan era. You know that, right? One at CMC.
He was Christian McCaffrey. So, history will tell you. Stays healthy. He's going to get it.
I believe Eli
Mitchell
got it maybe like 1,016 one year. Okay. But
outside of that, it's not really.
Yeah, it's not.
It's by committee.
To me, that's not a real 1,000-yard season. But whatever. Joe Hawks, over or under.
Is his mic up?
It's okay. You can point. You can do whatever.
You can point. You can do whatever he wants. It's okay. You know, in the meantime, before we get to Joe Hawks, Joe, I'm going to keep you on ice real quick. Before I get to you, I do want to squeeze in Bobby from Los Altos, who's going to be joining us here. Bobby, good morning. Major Niner fan. Major McDonald's fan, too. Did you smash the McGriddles this morning? Yes or no? And how are we feeling about the Niners and Christian McCaffrey this year?
Okay, so first of all, after this call is over, I'm going to be heading over to McDonald's. So you guys have priority over McDonald's. Look, I've been listening to you guys for the past 2.5 hours. Finally got a chance to call in. I want to shotgun a couple of things. First of all, Yeoman's work today. I know you're going to be having a long day, so hopefully you'll get a nap in after this program is over. But then also, you know, I purposely never tried to see what you guys look like. So I might try to come today because it's actually somewhat close to my crib, but I'd be interested to see what I picture you guys look like.
Wait, real quick. You purposely don't want to see what we look like because if you see what we look like, something's going to change. Like I have a punchable face or something.
It's like me watching your jumper and then taking any of your basketball I used to dunk take seriously.
Well, relax.
No, come on, man.
Hey, Bobby.
What I mean is, you know, you're – your voices, right? I mean, I got a certain picture of what you guys look like, and I don't want to change.
What do you
think
I look like?
You probably got some.
I mean, besides handsome.
Wow, I wasn't prepared for that question. I mean, look, I know a lot about you just based on how much you talk, right?
Yeah.
Like, so I know that you're not as tall in stature.
No.
Obviously, you're Caucasian. You know, but other than that, I don't know.
Obviously. Do I sound obviously white too, Bobby?
Yes.
Okay. Right. Yeah, fair enough. I am. So there you go. How do you feel about the Niners, Bobby?
I'm actually taller than Carter. Oh, I'm 6'9".
Stop.
Yeah. Well, I know you're big time because you can't spend 15 minutes without talking about something with the OC, playing your nine after work at the OC, your softball club at the OC.
Hey, bro.
I mean, you really
let's go. Get it.
I know. Okay, so look, the Niners, look, I don't expect anything from Ayuk because I think once he gets back and he's medically cleared to play, I think most people, when you're cleared to, like, come back and do some recreational activity, that's different from being medically cleared to be hit by a Mack truck. So I don't really expect much from him because once he comes back, I think there'll be a couple weeks, and then I honestly think he's going to aggravate himself with a minor injury. CMC, absolutely over 1,000 yards because I could see him playing 11 games this season, and if so, that's under 100 yards a game. But even if that's all we get from them, I still think we're going to be a playoff team. I still think we're going to get at least 10 wins because of our schedule. I mean, really, if you look at our team last year, and it would be kind of the same this year without an Ayuk and a McCaffrey, that team was good enough to win 10 games with this schedule that we got this year. So I'm not worried about it. If we get a little more production, I think we will absolutely win the West. I don't know why.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
A message from a former New Yorker presented by StreetEasy.
What I miss most about New York City, I miss the life, I miss the culture, and just stuff to do, just stuff.
I miss being able to walk everywhere.
I miss the bodegas. I miss everything about New York.
I miss everything. I miss the city, big time.
Let me know you get this. Love you, bye.
Get the local expertise you need to never become a former New Yorker. Go to StreetEasy.com to get started. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Incorporated, which has licenses in all 50 states.
People think it's so crazy that we would win the West. In my opinion, we're favorites to win the West, given the roster that we have. And then finally, Shanahan, you guys have been talking about this. I'm going to tell you the difference between Shanahan, what made his one play unforgivable, versus every other example you guys give. It's because Pete Carroll made a football decision, right, to not give it to Beast, right? But Shanahan made a decision that was not a football play. It was an inability to understand rules. It's almost like saying, I'm going to play defense with only 10 people on this play, right? You can question whether a call was right or wrong, but to not understand the rules and not even give yourself a chance to win the game because you don't understand the rules, that negates and separates itself from everything, in my opinion, than every other coaching decision you guys will talk about. So that's why it's unforgivable, and that's why he lost us the Super Bowl. But, of course, his good outweighs the bad, and there's no one else I can think of that we could have as a coach of the Niners than him. So, yes, you get to stay, Shanahan, but let's try to actually win a game when we're behind in the fourth quarter, and let's try not to blow a lead in an important playoff game when we're winning. Thank you.
There you go. That's Bobby from Los Altos, who's rising up the ranks, quite frankly, when it comes to the Morning Roast callers. Jam of Mountain View, still leader in the clubhouse, with Bobby Los Altos.
The 510. I need a Bobby and BPA podcast ASAP.
Bobby Los Altos. That's great. He knew we were white, by the way. Caucasian, as he puts it. It's good stuff. It's good stuff.
I identify as something else.
Do you?
No.
Stop. I was going to say, I was going to let you, please explain, as Rocky Bernstein would say. No. What do you identify as?
Black.
Thank you, Gil. Again. That's
the overtime thing, like, you could say whatever you want, Joe. I'm telling you what happened in real time. I was there. Lubman was there. Bonte was there. It was toward the end. We should have lost in regulation. Kelsey got knocked out by, I believe, Jair Brown.
I thought he was going to score.
And they got lucky to go to overtime. When they go to overtime, I'm turning to Bonte and I say, you have got to get 7 and you want the ball last. And he's like, because we were talking about the overtime rules. They put them up on the screen for everyone to look at, okay? And I remembered saying to him over and over, you want the ball second. He's like, we were arguing back and forth. Not like arguing, but like the defense had been on the field forever.
Exhausted.
And he was making the point of like, maybe you need your defense to take a rest because Bosa was coming in and out of the lineup.
And they lost Dre Greenlaw.
And I was like, look, when you know what you have to get, 3 or 4, and you're the second team, you're going to go for it on fourth down every time because that's the game. When you are the team with the ball first, and let's say it's 3rd and 8, and you throw an incomplete pass, and you're at the 50. Do you go for it? Do you? Because if you turn the ball over at the 50, this is how my brain works. You turn the ball over, well, now I'm giving them a short yardage situation, and they're going to kick a field goal, and they're going to win the game, and you're going to win by three. Yeah. Or do I have to go for it? And you're right, you get where I'm going now. See, it's a mathematical equation. It's very simple to me. You always want the ball second. Always.
In fairness.
So you know what you have to get.
His defense did hold the Kansas City Chiefs to one touchdown in regulation. Like, the defense did play their... I will defend that defense. That
it's not about that. It's about...
But it is about that, because the defense did their job. So he was leaning on them, and the offense needed to execute, and they didn't. And you know what? That you can blame Shanahan for. That much, they didn't get a touchdown when they needed a touchdown in overtime. You can blame him for that. He is the offensive mastermind. He's the offensive guru. I will hear you on that. A missed blocking assignment is crucial, and they missed that, and that sucks.
Yeah,
that
but you're missing the aspect of it's like having the hammer in baseball, being the team that gets to get last licks. You want to be able, because they're the advantage of being able to go for it. Because when you get it second, you already know what's on the board, either 0, 3, or 7 points, right? You know the length of the field. It's four down territory the whole way. It changes your play calling. It changes how you attack the field. It changes how the defense plays you. Like, you have the advantage over the team that only guarantees themselves three plays for sure, unless they're in a situation on the field where they feel inclined to go for it. Like, I think we're all looking at this. It's pretty straightforward.
I kind of like what Bobby had to say, though, when it was, you know, we're doing the compare and contrast. And I hear him when it is more frustrating that it was a rule, not an actual in-game thing. And I'm going to go to the in-game more than the rule, because at the end of the day, they need to score a touchdown regardless, and they weren't able to execute there. I think we can all agree on that. You needed a touchdown in that situation, even when you got a first.
Hypothetically, you needed a touchdown.
Yeah, you needed it. You always needed a touchdown.
No, just, I know, but I'm saying hypothetically, you needed a touchdown.
And
but
they didn't get it. Yeah.
But even if you would have gotten it, right, in this scenario, let's say you do get it, okay? Mahomes still, with the same thing, is going for it on fourth down all the way to the... They converted a fourth and two.
But again,
had Mahomes got the ball first on that fourth and two, you're at least thinking about whether you're going for it or not.
Yes.
No, because if you don't convert, now it's a short field, and they kick a field goal, and the game's over.
Listen, it wasn't a great moment with Kyle Shanahan. I am not defending that. I'm not. I will say this. There was a lot of other moments in that game that frustrated the hell out of me a lot more than that one if I was a Niner fan. But for you, for others, it's going to go back to that, and that's fine. I'm not going to fault you for that, Joe.
Well, it's similar to Dusty Baker.
Yeah, I get it.
It's on his resume until he overcomes it.
And you know what? Maybe he'll do that this year. And what better place to do it than in your own backyard at Levi Stadium, where the Super Bowl is going to be February 2026. Were you at the last Super Bowl, by the way? Did you go to that?
No.
No.
Are you kidding me? 2015?
Broncos Panthers? No. We're locked in on that one.
No,
Peyton Manning, Von Miller, and Cam Newton refusing to fall on the fumble. Remember that? He had the towel on his head. Didn't talk to anyone. Everyone got all upset about it. It was a horrible halftime show.
Peyton Manning. It was a terrible Super Bowl. Peyton Manning
throwing ducks.
Well, he had one drive, and it was like game over.
Game over.
Right. Well, we all thought the same thing. Miller, game over.
That defense is still like that was one of the great defenses we still don't talk about.
DeMarcus Ware, I think, is one of the most underrated players.
They were so good. Von Miller was unstoppable in that game. The Aqib Talib, that secondary, it was insane. You know what else is insane, Carter? Sometimes it's Fast Five.
It's time for the Xfinity Fast Five. Your last chance to get in on the morning roast. Brought to you by Xfinity. Supercharge your home with supersonic Wi-Fi. Unbeatable internet. Only from Xfinity.
And I'm going to start off this Fast Five by talking about the Valkyries taking on the Dallas Wings tonight. 7 o'clock, and you can hear the game right here on 95.7 The Game, and also via the Valkyries channel on the Odyssey app. Just download the app and search Valkyries. You can also watch the game on KPIX Plus. Pre-game starts again, 6:30. Valkyries Wings tonight. Get this dub, all but solidifying yourself for the playoffs in your inaugural season. Are you kidding me? It's pretty incredible.
It's pretty incredible.
Stock very high on Natalie Nicasse, the head coach, and everyone involved with the Valkyries. Joe Lacob. They're going to sell out after sellout after sellout. And I cannot wait to see and hear and feel the playoff atmosphere for a Valkyries game. Damn, can't wait, Joey. Can't wait. What, do we got the name, by the way? Do we even figure it out?
Oh, yeah, what is the name?
What's the name?
Give it to me right now. Whatever's in the lead is the name.
Oh, do you have a drum roll, Carter? Do we need one?
What's
here?
The name of my fantasy team?
I don't think we need one.
We don't need one?
Right. Shask Me Later is the winner with 34%.
Shask Me Later.
What's second place?
Butcher's Boys.
I'm going to go with that. We're going to go with Butcher's Boys.
Soldiers 1% behind Butcher's Boys, so it's kind of a pick, I
guess. I'm going to go Butcher's Boys. I'm going to change it right now. All right? That's the name of my team.
So after all of that, we go to Butcher's Boys.
The other thing I wanted to say, my final thought was, this is way too much communication for a fantasy league. I'm just being real. Like, Lucas, you suck. That's it.
Well, not only does Lucas suck, let me pull up these draft grades. I'll tell you who does suck here at 95.7 The Game, because Carter sent me it.
Hey, Bilmo, you caught early.
Dude, it's so good.
Lucas Alexander had the worst draft grade, according to Yahoo Fantasy. D-. Shasky.
How do I change the team?
Who's Juwan Pending? Is that Willard? Sam Lubman. You guys were all tied with a D. We got Risotto. We got Evan Giddings. We got Pearsall. I don't know who that is. Someone else. D pluses. All right. Guru got a C minus. And it literally, his name is Guru Got This. It's a great name, Guru. It's great. Guru, all caps. Guru Got This. We got producer Zach with a C. Then we get to the good grades. Stiney with a B plus. All right. Myself with an A minus, Carter Chickering and Mark Grandy with A pluses. Oh, look at that. Here we go.
Make a deal with me, Carter.
Make a deal.
Wayne, I'm so loaded. No problem, dude. I can just give them to you, whatever.
Give who?
Not!
Who are you giving up on?
Hey, did 1994 just call in? Not psych!
That's another Bob Spadoni original.
I mean, it's like when a second grader figures out like a little joke. Hey, Dad, you're good in sports. Not!
It's like putting your hand for a handshake and then you slick your hair back move. I do love those. Remember Poppy used to do that all the time in the Levitard show? Loved whenever he did that. Love me some Poppy. Joe Hawks, I teased you earlier. And we're going to go back to you.
I teased you. Pause.
Relax over there. All right, Joe Hawks, the floor is yours. What's your final thought today?
Man, that Jerry Rice interview we did earlier. Oh my God, that was great. Great radio. The authenticity behind it. Jerry just being the GOAT. I was, man, just proud to be a part of it, man. And that's really all I have.
Look at that. Just proud to be a part of it. Look, you see the pride with a Joe Hawks? I call him the master, the jack of all trades, but also the master of all of them as well, because he does it at KCBS, he does it at Alice, he does it at Live 105, he does it right here at 95.7 The Game, crushing it. Joe Hawks filling in for Sam Lubman, doing a hell of a job, and did a hell of a job.
So,
Carter?
One last thing before you go, Carter. Maddie from Alice over there, one of the producers, he goes, you guys are doing something on a weeknight? Boy, they really have no clue what it's like to live this shift. And I go, Maddie, I'm here before you every morning. I'm not trying to hate. I'm here before you, and I'm up after you because I'm watching everything. Love those people over at Alice. And the fact that they're acknowledging how ridiculous it is that Lucas and Matt, the bosses here, don't understand that we have no lives. And then we're forced to wake up at 3:30 every single morning. There's a difference between I wake up at 5 and I wake up at 3:30. It might as well be waking up in the middle of the night.
Yeah, you really don't get it until you do it. It's 100% true.
And not just one day, for weeks on end.
100%. My final take of the day is, I'm going to go off what you said, Spadone, is the Valkyries. I am really excited for the potential of some playoff WNBA basketball here. And there's a little tease here. We have the Laver Cup coming up September 21st.
The Laver Cup?
Laver. But why is that a big deal? I'll tell you why. Because the Valkyries, if they are in the playoffs at the same time, may be bumped to an old stadium of ours that we really like here in the Bay Area.
Kezar Pavilion?
Well, there's some birdies chirping I've heard that say they could be playing at Oracle Arena for some of these games.
Oh.
Can you imagine what that would be like inside? OMG.
Valhalla Part 2? In the East Bay?
We need a
in
better nickname for them over there.
We'll figure it out. But again, doesn't matter because the atmosphere is going to be loud.
Yeah, that'd
it's
going to
be cranking and it's going to be exciting. Just like today when the atmosphere is going to be en fuego for the 95.7 The Game, Red and Gold Summit. We're going to be talking to you at 4 o'clock. From there, myself, Shasky. Yeah. Maybe Carter's going to stop by.
Starts at four
for us.
I should leave now.
You should leave now. And it's going to be brought to you by Xfinity, introducing the five-year price guarantee. One consistent internet price for the next 5 years. Guaranteed. Kingsfish House, Westfield, Valley Fair, and Santa Clara. Be there starting at 2 o'clock, Willard and Dibbs. And then the summit officially begins at 4. Again, come on out. It's a great time. Experience the ultimate in shopping, dining, and entertainment at Westfield Valley Fair, your game day destination. Catch all the games this season at Kingsfish House, the go-to spot for fans. And the go-to spot for fans right now is Steiny and Goo, brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you. Here for good.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by Street Easy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.